GoDaddy.com. Use the code BLU139 to get 10% off any combination of purchases at GoDaddy.com. See site for details. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Tango Tango Papa 1351, June 7, 2010.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you this evening from Wadi, Kentucky. Wadi, Kentucky is somewhat east of Louisville, Kentucky, on Interstate 64. And so I spent, you know, I picked a load up at, let me think. There was no podcast last night. I had unloaded down in the Atlanta area at Suwanee, Georgia. And so then they had me pick a load up at, where was it? Elberton, Georgia, yesterday evening. And then that load delivers Monday, late Monday evening, basically midnight Monday evening at Louisville, Kentucky. So I spent the last night, I don't remember, someplace along Interstate 85 in South, not too far inside of South Carolina. And so I made it up here to Wadi, Kentucky this evening. And so I've still got more than 24 hours before the load unloads at midnight tomorrow or Monday night. Excuse me, just ate at McDonald's. at this Wadi exit, there's been a Flying J truck stop here for quite a few years, but now there's also a Love's truck stop. It's pretty new. It looks like it's just been recently opened, and so that's where I'm parked at, and they've got a McDonald's in there, and so that's where I just ate at, and came back out to the truck and decided I'd get busy and start recording another podcast. Before I get started here, I want to talk a little bit about yourbabycanread.com before I forget it. Your Baby Can Read is a truly revolutionary infant reading system. It was developed by a leading infant researcher, Dr. Robert Titzer, who taught his own daughter to read when she was just 9 months old. Your Baby Can Read taps into children's natural ability to learn language in the first 5 years of life. The reading system includes videos, books, flashcards, and games. Go to yourbabycanread.com to watch real home videos of infants and toddlers reading. A 6-month-old recognizing words on flashcards, an 18-month-old reading sentences, a toddler reading Charlotte's Web. Try it yourself risk-free and see what your child can do. Visit www.yourbabycanread.com. Give the lifelong gift of early literacy to your child. And you could also give that as a gift, a baby shower gift, got grandkids, so on and so forth. They've got a number of products there at yourbabycanread.com. And if you do buy something at yourbabycanread.com, if you'll send me proof of that, then you get entered into a drawing. And I believe, if I understood Todd Cochran correctly, at the end of this month, you know, there'll be a drawing, and he's, you know, Blueberry, which is Todd Cochran, will pay $45 towards your purchase, and you'll just be a cash payment through PayPal. So yourbabycanread.com. I've got a bunch of I want to go through the movie, you know, the box office, and there's about, I don't know, I've collected about, let's see, three trailers. There's two new movies that, you know, the trailers I haven't played, and then there was this one that it's called Splice, that is, it's a new movie, and I don't know if it just came out or if it's just coming out, and it kind of looks interesting, so we'll play that here in a bit. But first of all, I'm going to get a little bit into the political stuff. For those of you who are still in denial that the mainstream media, and certainly the mainstream media reporters, tend to be liberal and tend to kind of be very radical, I've got some proof. Now, anybody within the United States that's paid any attention at all to White House politics has likely heard of Helen Thomas. Helen Thomas has been around, you know, she's been a White House correspondent for years and years and years and years, you know. And I'm going to read a little bit about Helen Thomas. And this is from Wikipedia. Helen Thomas, born August 4th, 1920. So she's at this point, you know, she's elderly. She's 89 years old, but she still goes to every one of those White House briefings every day. Helen Thomas, born August 4, 1920, is an American News Service reporter, a Hearst newspaper's columnist, member of the White House Press Corps, and author. She served for 57 years as a correspondent and later White House Bureau Chief for United Press International. Thomas has covered every president of the United States since the later years of Eisenhower administration, coming to the forefront with John F. Kennedy. She was the first female officer of the National Press Club, the first female member and president of the White House Correspondents Association, and in 1975, the first female member of the Gryden Club. She has written five books. Her latest, with co-author Craig Crawford, is Listen Up, Mr. President, Everything You Always Wanted to Know, or You Wanted Your President to Know and Do. And so, you know, this woman's got credentials. You know, she's not some fly-by-night figure that just suddenly kind of cropped up on the radar. She's been around forever, you know. Way before I was born in 1955. This woman was born in 1920. So she's been around for a while. She's 89 years old and still right there in those White House briefings every day. She's part of the White House Press Corps. So I've got a clip where Obama and Helen Thomas, you know, they kind of, I guess they, I don't know if their birthday's on the same day, but it's close enough. And so Obama and her shared some cake. And so I've got some video or some audio from some video where Obama and Helen Thomas celebrate their birthdays. And so there's this picture where Obama's sitting there with Helen Thomas, and he's smiling great big, and he's got his arm around her. And so just kind of imagine that. And so this isn't the greatest audio in the world, but it'll kind of set the stage to you know, because, you know, Obama is kind of embracing this woman. So here we go.
Well, you got to blow it out to make it come true. Hey!
Happy birthday to you, Mr. President.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on, the guy.
Happy birthday to you.
Birthday kids.
How's your birthday going so far, Mr. Oh,
my goodness.
Will you tell us your birthday wish?
Anybody have
any
stuff, Mr. President?
Well, Helen wished for world peace, no prejudice, but she and I also had a common birthday wish. She said she hopes for a real health care reform bill.
Oh, is that single payer?
I will leave it up to you, Helen, how you want to distribute the cupcake.
Mr. President, I'm
North Korea.
Happy birthday,
Mr.
President.
All right.
Okay, well, after listening to that, we're probably all about ready to go into a diabetic coma because of all the sickly sweetness. Mr. President, did you bake those brownies? Or whatever they were, cupcakes? You know, and you know, this was obviously before the healthcare reform, and they were all, you know, they wanted, oh, is it going to be single payer? We want single payer. Blah, blah, blah. All right, I've got a second clip. This is a more recent clip, and this is where, there's some kind of gathering, and so somebody comes up to Helen Thomas with a video camera and just asks her a few questions, and she's very candid. You got to give it to her. She's straightforward, so here we go. Here is Helen Thomas being asked some questions.
Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody today. Any comments?
Tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Ooh. Any better comments?
Helen is one.
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land, not German, it's not Poland.
So where should they go? What should they do?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews?
Germany.
You think Jews go back to Poland and Germany?
And America and everywhere else.
Okay, so she wants them to go back to just scatter, I guess. And, there you go. You know, tell me she's not biased. Tell me that she doesn't have an agenda. Obviously she does. And this woman, as I say, you know, if you look in Wikipedia, look her up. Just type Helen Thomas into Google. Wikipedia comes right up. And, they've got, the huge article about all of her accomplishments and so on and so forth. And right here, you just saw the mask fall off. She let her guard down. She told you what she really thought. And I contend that a lot of these mainstream reporters have an agenda, and it comes through in the types of news stories that they decide to make a big deal out of, or the ones that they don't. So there you go. There's some proof that they're biased. Okay, so let's just go ahead and jump right on into the... I should have had it opened up. I thought I did, but let it open up here. So here we go. Whoops. Okay, had to pause there for a little bit because when I reloaded the browser, the list came up differently than it did before. So apparently they've updated the website. So I had to download, about three more trailers. So in any case, let's go ahead and get started. So this is the weekend box office top 10 for June 4 through 6, 2010. And number one on the list is Shrek Forever After. And the weekend gross is $25,300,000. Gross to date is $183,043,000. It's been in release for 3 weeks. It's in 4,386 theaters. The theater average is $5,768. And it's got a rating by the people, the people that frequent this website, of 4 out of 5 stars. Number two on the list for this week is Get Him to the Greek. It's got a weekend gross of $17,423,000. It's brand new. It's in 2,697 theaters. The theater average is $6,460. And no one has reviewed this yet. So let me go ahead and play the trailer for Get Him to the Greek. And so there it is. So here we go. Get Him to the Greek.
The music business is failing. I need some brilliant ideas right now.
Two words. Mexican Jonas Brothers.
Don't talk.
How about ringtones on urinals? I call them flush tones.
This is serious out here. I got six kids. You know how many Air Jordan 6 black kids wear?
You. We need ideas.
Next month is the 10-year anniversary of Aldous Snow live at the Greek Theater. We could put on an anniversary concert. He's rock music personified.
I'm a motorist.
I want you to go to London to pick him up. Then bring him back here for the show at the Greek.
Can you handle it?
Definitely.
It's love.
I just want you to know that I respect you.
Okay, now that's making me feel uncomfortable.
Hey, Aaron Green, yeah, from Pinnacle.
Hey, man. Hey.
Wow, what? Okay. L2, right.
Europe.
From the minute you touch down in London, you have 72 hours to get Aldous Snow to the Greek Theater in Los Angeles.
Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Can we please go?
Doesn't it make sense that we would stay here and have the time of your life?
This is super fun.
Have you ever drunk absinthe fly from the 1900s?
No.
Your job is to control the artist. If he's too messed up, you hit him with this adrenaline needle.
Like from Pulp Fiction?
I'm alive!
I feel like I've seen behind the curtain. And behind the curtain is a sweating little drunk idiot covered in puke.
Hey, Meredith.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there a bathroom here to today's show?
I need you to put this into...
No, what are you doing? We're in the middle of the airport.
If he wants you to put the candy in the jar, you put the candy in the jar.
Hurry up. It's not meant to be a hobby.
Get Him to the Greek.
Hey, good morning.
What time is it?
5 a.m. Should we go jogging?
Are you kidding around?
Okay, so there was the trailer for Get Him to the Greek. It looks like there's a lot of kind of slapstick, physical comedy in it. Nothing too heavy. You know, it's just a kind of an entertainment type of thing. And, you know, looking at the trailer, I wouldn't really expect anything profound from that. But it might be worth watching, you know, if it shows up in Netflix. Probably watch it, maybe watch it streaming. But to be honest, that type of movie doesn't appeal to me that much. If I went to somebody's house and they had it on, I might watch it. But, you know, that's not something that I would necessarily seek out. Number three on the list is a movie called Killers. It had a weekend gross of $16,100,000. It's new this week. It's in 2,859 theaters. It had a theater average take of $5,631. And it's got 3 out of 5 star ratings, or 3 out of 5 star stars from the people on this website, from the readers of the website. And so here is the trailer for Killers.
You have my wife and me on the second floor and my daughter on the third when I specifically booked adjacent rooms. It's a single woman all alone.
Oh.
Recently single. Not always alone.
Bonjour.
I'm Spencer, by the way.
Jennifer. Sometimes Jenny. No, it... Jen. It's just Jen.
You want to get a drink with me tonight?
Yeah.
Great.
I need to show you, niece.
You realize I'm going to make you tell me your whole life story?
Trust me. It's boring.
If I'm
me with someone who's genuinely attractive.
Did Daddy promise to be nice to him?
Not in so many words.
How did I get so lucky?
Are we gonna pretend to play basketball tonight or what?
I got dinner with Jen.
Surprise! I'm back! Who do you work for?
Let's just say that I work for the blah, 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 and they gave me a license to blah. Your legs.
Oh, no, you are not getting off that.
Spread them!
Okay! Oh, my God! Stop it! It's not shooting, honey. Oh, God!
It's gonna be a long day.
Really good.
Bravo.
Katherine Heigl. Ashton Kutcher. Fillers.
Sweetie, your gun is showing.
Well, where do you expect me to put it? Have you seen the size of this thing?
Okay, so that was the trailer for Killers. And again, it's kind of a love story slash comedy, you know, with a lot of physical kind of action in it. So, again, that really isn't the type of movie that appeals to me, and it's not something that I really seek out. So number four on the list is Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. It had a weekend gross of $13,900,000. Gross to date is $59,452,000. It's been in release for 2 weeks. The number of theaters it's in is 3,646. The theater average take was $3,812, and it's got 4.5 stars out of 5. And so here is the trailer for Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time.
Have you wondered how you could have found such a treasure? The gods have a plan for you, a destiny.
I've seen its power with my own eyes. Releasing the sand turns back time. Only the holder of the dagger is aware of what's happened.
How did you do that?
Only the dagger can unlock the sands of time. And there are those who would use this power to destroy the world.
Time will erase everything.
The only way to stop this Armageddon is for us to take the dagger to the secret guardian temple. We must take it there, Destin.
You really enjoy telling me what to do, don't you?
Only because you're so good at following orders.
Yeah, don't press your luck. Assassins. They strike terror into the heart of all they cross.
Such a noble prince. Leaping to assist the fallen beauty.
Who said you were a beauty?
There must be a reason why you can't take your eyes off me.
I fight him!
Temple. It's guarded by some sort of demon. Dastan, where's the dagger?
You're welcome to search me for it. I'll have to be very thorough.
It's time.
We have to get out of here.
Okay, so that was the trailer for Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. That actually looks kind of interesting. probably what I will do is, you know, I'm sure that's going to come out on Blu-ray. So probably what I'll do is, once it's available on Netflix, just put the Blu-ray disc into my queue there on Netflix. And but, you know, that one, you know, looked a little bit interesting. It might have some interesting ideas in it. Number five on the list is Sex and the City 2. It's had a weekend gross of $12,650,000. Gross to date is $73,434,000. It's been in release for 2 weeks. It's in 3,445 theaters. The theater average is average take was $3,671. It's got 3 out of 5 star rating. And so here is the trailer for Sex and the City number 2.
It's been 2 years. Happy anniversary.
Me and you, just us two.
And in 2 years, amazing things can happen.
Amazing. I never make it.
Driving me crazy.
I've tricked my body into thinking it's younger.
How are you going to swallow all those?
Have we met?
As for me, Big and I were somewhere between wild sex and a baby.
I don't know which is worse.
Samantha, the baby will tire eventually. Big and I are getting a little too Mr. and Mrs. Married. We have to work on the sparkle.
Sparkle.
And just when you think you've seen it all,
you're wearing white.
Like a virgin.
What happens after you say I do? I think we need some glamour.
1 week in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid for all four of us. Get out of town.
My point exactly.
I can hear the decadence calling.
Ooh, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
I'm having a hot flash.
You're on a camel in the middle of the Arabian desert. If you're not having a hot flash, you're dead.
Could we get another round of champagne?
You are fun in Abu Dhabi.
This is the best mirage that I've ever had.
What?
Talking like, I don't know you, come here, you.
Being a mother is hard.
I needed a break.
We bump into each other halfway around the world?
It means something.
I think you're playing with fire.
Something happened. We made a deal ages ago. Man, babies, doesn't matter. We're soulmates.
Jasmine and Aladdin?
Yes, sweetie, but with cocktails.
All right, so that was the trailer for Sex in the City 2. I guess you'd say that's probably a chick flick. I don't know. That doesn't, you know, the trailer, it just doesn't appeal to me. So let's see. So number six on the list is Marmaduke. Looks like it's a kids movie type thing. Marmaduke, it had a weekend gross of $11,300,000. This is its first weekend release. It's in 3,213 theaters. Had a theater average take of $3,516, and no one has yet voted on it. So here is the trailer for Marmaduke.
I'm Marmaduke. You might be wondering why I'm on lockdown. Well, it's not because of this. Marmaduke!
No, 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 no!
Or this. Ah, cheese!
Marmaduke!
Or even this.
Marmaduke, no!
Oops. No, it's because my stepbro, Carlos, and I are being shipped air freight.
Hey, let me out of here. I'm not an animal. Oh, yeah, I am.
California.
That's right, we're moving to the OC. Oh man, is life gonna change. New house, new smells, and the nicest bathroom I've ever had. Speaking of which, little privacy, please. Out here, the dog park is like high school for dogs. You've got your jocks and your cheerleaders.
Ooh, frisbee!
Your drama geeks. Bang, bang!
I've been dispersed so long I can't feel my legs.
And your bullies, the pedigrees.
Check out those ears. Can you fly with those things or what?
You think my ears are too big?
Those things are huge. Do friends fly free?
Listen, big guy. I need you to be a good boy. I need to impress my new boss.
I don't know what Phil's worried about.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it takes a lot more than that.
Oh!
Owen Wilson is Marmaduke.
Time to bring my A-game.
Somebody get me off this thing!
George Lopez is Carlos.
If we weren't related, I'd scratch both your eyes out.
Oh, really? This conversation is over. No, no, no. Ejector seat never fails.
With Fergie.
There's a new dog in town, and his name is Marmaduke.
My bad, I slipped off the seat.
And Kiefer Sutherland.
Being a pedigree means you're exceptional. Ferdinand is fluent in 6 languages, including gopher. Hey!
Marmaduke.
Okay, so that was the trailer for Marmaduke. It looks like it's a kind of a kids movie or aimed at really probably families. It's not animated. It's, you know, they film, you know, it's done, you know, it's filmed conventionally, and it's got some people in it, but I don't know if the people talk all that much, you know, because the dogs, they've kind of animated the dogs' mouths, you know, to make it appear that they're talking to each other, and they've got all these different breeds of dogs. So, not really the kind of a movie that appeals to me, but, you know, a lot of families would probably like that, and especially young kids. Number 7 on the list is Iron Man 2. Had a weekend gross of $7,783,000. Gross to date is $291,294,000. It's been in release for 5 weeks. It's in 3,007 theaters at this point. The theater average is $2,588. It has a rating of 4 stars out of 5. And I've already played the trailer for that in the past. Number 8 on the list is a new movie called Splice. Has a weekend gross of $7,450,000. It's been in release for 1 week. It's in 2,450 theaters. The theater average take was $3,040. And no one has rated it as of yet, it doesn't look like. So, in any case, let me go ahead and play the trailer for a movie called Splice.
Here he comes.
Careful.
All clear.
That's it.
Heart rate stable. If we don't use human DNA now, someone else will.
Regulators and politicians, they tear us to pieces.
I'm gonna go to jail for this.
Human cloning is illegal. This won't be human. Not entirely. It's coming out.
It's not due for months.
It's slippery. It's... What was that?
A mistake.
It's empty.
Clive?
Wait.
In 3, 2, 1.
I said don't!
Help him!
It's
dangerous!
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Nobody can see what we made.
It's aging fast. Days within a matter of minutes.
What are we supposed to do?
Lock her away from the world?
We change the rules. Cross the line.
That's the worst that could happen.
Okay, so that's the trailer for a movie called Splice. This movie, I wouldn't go see it in a theater. I might put it in my Netflix DVD queue or Blu-ray queue. Would probably wait, I don't know, once it's available streaming, and it's probably going to be streaming fairly quickly, I would think, because it kind of, I don't know, it kind of gave me the impression it's sort of a B kind of a movie, you know, because they obviously, you know, they've created this, you know, clone, but it's not quite human, it's part animal, and of course it ends up kind of being a monster and so on and so forth, and you know, they've got it in their lab and it kind of escapes, and so it's not a very imaginative plot. So I don't know, it's, if it came on TV or something, or again, Netflix streaming would work, you know. So that, but that was the trailer for Splice. So number 9 on the list is Robin Hood. I've already played the trailer for that in the past. Robin Hood had a weekend gross of $5,133,000. Gross to date was $94,262,000. It's been in release for 4 weeks. It's in 2,599 theaters. The theater average take this week was $1,974. And it's got 4 stars out of 5 rating. And then, of course, you know, last on the list, number 10, Letters to Juliet. It had a weekend gross of $3 million. Gross to date is $43,300,000. It's been in release for 4 weeks. It's in 1,962 theaters. The theater average take this week was $1,529. And it's got a 4-star out of 5 rating. And so those were the top 10 movies for this week. And so let me see. I think I got all of them. See, what I had done, I had already brought this page up, and you know, I downloaded I think about 3 different trailers from YouTube to play, and then once I brought the browser back up, because I rebooted the machine before I started recording, and so I had to, you know, I reopened the page, and it had changed from what it was before. So I had to download, I don't know, about 3 more trailers. So I think I got them all. They just, the ones that dropped off the list in between were ones that I'd already played the trailers for. So, but in any case, you know, Netflix is a really great way of being able to get your hands on these things, you know, and kind of watch them. Some of them, now, you know, once in a while a movie will come along and I'll go and see it in a theater. You know, it's enough, you know, it's interesting enough that it'll cause me to want to make the point of going to see it in a theater. But a lot of these, you know, it's not worth the trouble. It's so much easier and so much more convenient to just rent them from Netflix. You know, you pay the price. You know, Netflix has got multiple plans. You simply pay the price. I'm signed up for like a basic plan where they, you know, they send me a movie, and then, you know, and of course it's all you can eat. I think they've got more than one plan, but I'm just signed up for the one where they send one at a time. And so, you know, I typically now, because I'm gone so much, you know, I'm gone for 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks at a time. Once I do make it home, you know, the movie, the next movie in my queue is already waiting. So the next movie in my queue, you know, because I watched a couple while I was home. The one was already waiting, that whatever it was, the IMAX Under the Sea thing was already waiting. I watched that, got it dropped, sent back off to them, dropped in the mail, you know, because they send you the envelope, they send you that Netflix sends you the DVD or the Blu-ray disc in. You take the, you know, you open, carefully open it, and then you take that one, that top sheet off, and then it, then that same envelope becomes the envelope that you, you know, it's a prepaid mailer that mails it back to your local center, your local Netflix center. They've got centers all over the country. And so they've got one right in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so they get it right away, and they, you know, usually it's just the same day turnaround where they send the next one out. So I was able to watch, you know, that second movie right there while I was at home. Now I can't, you know, the name of it's escaping me right now. I think I played the trailer for it a couple, 3 days ago. But got that sent back. And so then now they, when I get home again, there's going to be a movie called The Bad Seed. And I've talked about The Bad Seed in the past. It's a movie from, I believe it's from probably the early 1960s. Really interesting movie. Excellent movie. About this little girl that's basically the personification of evil, but except that she's just sickly sweet, you know, whoever the childhood actress was, you know. And I've read the Wikipedia entry in here before, but whoever that childhood actress was just really good. So in any case, that one is waiting on me, and so when I get home the next time towards the end of the month, I'll watch that one and then immediately get it mailed off, and then they'll, you know, then they'll send me the next one in the queue. And you know, so Netflix is a really great service, and then plus, really more valuable for me is the streaming, the ability to stream movies. And so I've got a bunch of movies that are in the DVD / Blu-ray queue. And then I've got a bunch of them that I've put into the streaming queue. Obviously, I'm going to put them in the streaming queue if I possibly can. And then, you know, because sometimes I do have the opportunity to watch those. You know, so if you haven't signed up for Netflix, go to my website, truckertompodcast.com. You're going to see a little Netflix. It's about the size of a postage stamp. A red Netflix banner, square Netflix banner, about the size of a postage stamp. Click on that and sign up for the free trial, and I'll get a little bit of money out of that if you become a member. But it's a great service. I really like it. Before I forget, the HTC Evo, you know, the phone, the new phone from Sprint that's been, you know, this been being talked about quite a bit lately, and I've done my fair share of talking about it, reading articles and what have you about it. It became available for sale on June the 4th, and so I was driving that day, and I don't know, I just didn't have any opportunity to get by a Sprint store on June the 4th, and but in any case, yesterday, June the 5th, Saturday, I was in Atlanta, you know, in the Atlanta area, and so I called, I went to the Crete Schaefer Yard there at Marietta, and so Saturday morning I got up and I called a couple of the local Sprint stores. Of course, they have a bunch of them around Atlanta, and I called a couple of them, and they said, do you have that in stock? No, it's already sold out. It seems to be a really hot item. And so I went ahead and called Sprint directly, and they still had it in stock. And the woman the saleswoman that I was talking to, said that it was selling, you know, that they were going to sell out of it. And that, you know, so I went ahead and ordered it. But you know, now I've got this problem. Well, where are they going? How am I going to get my hands on it? Because, you know, initially, to set the order up, I had to tell them to send it to my house, which is fine, except that I won't be home for, you know, the rest of, you know, until towards the end of the month. And so she said, well, you know, wait until it has a tracking number, and you know, so I can log into my Sprint account and find out that, hey, there's a tracking number. And then once I have the tracking number, once it's in the UPS system, then I can call, you know, with the tracking number, excuse me, contact UPS with the tracking number and then get them to, you know, I'll have to finagle around with them and get them to send it somewhere where I know I'm going to be passing through. And that may be a bit tricky to do. You know, I've done that in the past, not recently, but I have done that in the past a few times. Get them to send it somewhere where I know it's going to be. One time, I guess it's been several years ago now, did that with that first Windows mobile smartphone that I got from Altel. I don't even remember the model number anymore, but that's been upwards of 4 years ago, probably 4 years ago at least. I got them to send it to a Flying J truck stop at Indianapolis. And, you know, I knew I was going to be able to be there, and so they, you know, the package, they overnighted it, and so I got there. You know, I guess it was probably, you know, after it was already there, and it was there. I went to the fuel desk and told them who I was, and told them that I had a package, and they've commonly, a lot of these truck stops get things like that, you know, they have things like that happen where different companies will send things to drivers. Typically what happens, trucking companies will send drivers different types of paperwork, maybe permits for the truck or new permits or whatever. And so they're used to that happening. And so that worked out. You know, one other time years and years ago, I had ordered something from a company, and I knew where the route I was going to take, and I actually had it sent to this, it was a kind of a large motel/hotel at Burley, Idaho. And so, you know, I was able to get that sent there, and whatever it was some kind of a piece of electronics. Actually, it was an analog modem. This, you know, it was this device. This has been years ago, but it was, you plugged it, the way this thing worked, that I'm talking about, you plugged one end, you know, you plugged it into your computer, and then you took an analog telephone, and you kind of put it on there, and it had a piece of Velcro that would go around the analog telephone headset, and it actually would give you, it was like a 56K modem type of thing, and it actually worked. It would give you some better speeds, and so it was a way of taking an analog telephone and making it into a 56K modem, you know, if you didn't have a jack. And that thing actually did, it would work. And so I've been messing with computers, you know, in my truck for years and years and years. And, you know, that was back in the days when, you know, everyone was still doing dial-up, or most everyone was. You know, back in the days before Wi-Fi, the telephone companies hadn't even thought of 3G or data services really yet. And, you know, things have changed. Things have dramatically improved. they've still got a ways to go, but they have dramatically improved. There's no question about it. So in any case, I have had I've had trucking companies send me packages to different truck stops. So that's probably what I'm going to have to have, you know, it's going to have to happen if I can make it happen. But the only caveat is I'm going to have to figure out where I'm going and then find out, you know, figure out a truck stop or whatever, where I can have the thing sent, you know, and be assured that it's going to be there by the, you know, whenever I arrive there. So another time I just had something sent to a Flying J in Salt Lake City, Utah. So I've done it, you know, it's done that a number of times over the years. So that and it's always worked. And so I'm, you know, hopefully I'll be able to kind of coordinate that with this HTC Evo phone. So in any case, I'm kind of looking forward to getting this Evo. I've been I downloaded the user manual PDF from Sprint for the HTC Evo, and I've read about halfway through it, and it looks, you know, it's really a spectacular phone, and the Android operating system really looks, you know, it looks nice, it looks easy, and I think this phone is really going to be spectacular. I think I'm really going to enjoy the phone. I also downloaded, because there are a number of different ways of getting your contacts from your existing telephone to an Android phone. And one of the ways you got to, it requires you to plug the phone in and then you synchronize it to Outlook, and then for Microsoft Office, and then you can synchronize that to Gmail and then so on and so forth. But what I ended up doing, I found some, it seems to be a free program. And what was the name of it? Sprite something or other. Sprite. But in any case, there's a, you know, the first step is to download this cab file or cabinet file that you know for the Windows mobile phone, and then you install it on there, and then you run that backs up your contacts, you know, to a file name that you specify, a file name and a location on the phone that you specify. So what I did, I had it save it, back those contacts up to the micro SD card in my phone. I got an 8 gigabyte card in that Windows mobile phone that I'll probably transfer to the new phone, because it also takes micro SD cards. So I backed that part up, and then I copied that to the computer so I'd have a copy of it, and it's also on the SD card. And then so that once I get the new phone, then there's a Sprite widget that you download from the Android marketplace. And I think it's also free, but you download that and install it on your Android phone, and then open up that file, and then it brings all your contacts in. Excuse me. Now, one thing I don't know is if I'm hoping that it brings along the pictures that I have associated with the contacts in the Windows mobile phone, and if it doesn't, then what I'm going to have to do is kind of manually move those over there, and that, you know, so that may be a little bit more involved. I'm hoping that it kind of collected those pictures as well, but it may not have, so we'll just have to wait and see on that. But if it doesn't, it's not the end of the world. I've still got all those pictures in this Windows mobile phone and the HTC Touch, and so it's just a matter of kind of saving them out and then moving them to the new phone and then associating them with the contacts. So with this HTC Evo, you know, I'm keeping the $99 Simply Everything plan, and then there's a $10 charge that they put on this phone because it does 4G, you know, but even though the 4G is only available in certain cities at this point, now they're in the process of rolling out new cities, but the 4G at this point is kind of limited, kind of like 3G was, and it's going to be limited for a while until they can really get it spread throughout the country. Sprint has done, you know, over the past few years, they've done a pretty good job of rolling out 3G, or otherwise known as EVDO, service. They've done a pretty good job of getting that rolled out all across the country. And so then, now they're working on the 4G. And so they, it's just, they've got to continually upgrade this stuff. So there's a $10 fee for that. And then if you want to make it a Wi-Fi hotspot, which I went ahead and did, it's just under $30 a month for that. Now, I can always get turn that feature off if I decide that I don't want it, but I'd like to kind of take some of the pressure off of this Verizon card. I bought this card, this USB Air card from Alltel, and it's written right in the Alltel contract, it's unlimited. And, of course, Verizon bought Alltel, and so far they have honored the Alltel contract. But I don't want to press my luck because, there's times when I'm downloading, with the podcasts and everything, it can easily get into a gigabyte or more a day. And, maybe the average might be a little less than that. So I'm busting that 5 gigabyte cap that they would normally have if you got a Verizon Air card. I'm busting that constantly, I'd like to kind of take some of the pressure off of that. And if I can, then I'll just use the new phone as a Wi-Fi hotspot and try to do as much as I can on that. And supposedly that is unlimited, so we'll see. But, and it'll also give me another alternative. Now, I did cancel my Sprint Air card probably a couple of weeks ago. And I kind of knew that I might be getting the HTC Evo. And so, I'm going to be about $30 under what I was before as far as my monthly bill. Or, maybe $20, $30. So, I don't know. But in any case, I can always change the plan if I want to. There's a couple of ways I could change the plan on the new phone. There's a $69 plan that they have for the, instead of the $99 Simply Everything, there's a $69 plan that offers less minutes, instead of unlimited talk time, then it drops it down. And I could probably live within that without any trouble, but I don't know. We'll see. So, but in the meantime, I may, if I want to drop my costs, I'm still considering dumping the Dish Network service at home, just completely getting rid of it and just living without it. Because I'm not watching it that often. I'm thinking about just completely getting rid of it, and that would save me almost just under $100 a month. So, I really wouldn't miss it because I'm not watching it that much, there's alternative ways of getting programming. So, may well end up doing that. Still haven't quite decided yet, but. But there's all kinds of video podcasts, and and you got Hulu and you got Netflix, and so there's and plus the over the air HD stuff with all those digital split channels that they have today. It gives you some alternatives, of course I like watching Discovery Channel, Learning Channel, and so far they're not really streaming that stuff, although I will say, a lot of the DVDs, a lot of those shows show up in DVD version on Netflix. And so if I really, let's say there was a series I really wanted to watch from Discovery, well, all I've got to do is put it into my Netflix queue. If it's a DVD version, put it into the Netflix queue and I have it. Then I can watch it, all kind of in one setting and not even have to worry about skipping the ads, So, may well end up doing that, and then you know, and then kind of working in the alternative programming as far as, you know, what I did when I left. I always leave that Mac Mini that I have turned on. So what I did, I set it up as a test. I subscribed to a number of different CNET video podcasts. Some of them are HD. Subscribed to it with that machine, and so it should be in the process. You know, it should be just downloading stuff, actually, to another hard drive. Because it that Mac Mini that I have, it only has a 40 gigabyte hard drive, and it's only got about three and a half gigs free on it. So I've got it downloading the stuff actually to a different hard drive, and so we'll see. You know, there's no way I'm going to be able to watch all of that CNET stuff, but there's probably enough on there where I can kind of pick and choose and just watch. You know, watch stuff that I think is interesting, and that may, beside, you know, between that and the Netflix Blu-ray discs and the DVDs, plus what's on, you know, Hulu, and of course, you know, the shows that I was watching on Hulu have now kind of, they've ended. You know, 24 came to an end, and whatever else I was watching kind of came to an end, or V did, at least this season. Hopefully they'll pick it up next season. You know, don't know yet. But so hopefully V will continue as a series. And if it does, then it'll obviously be on Hulu next, you know, whenever it comes back out again. Now, someone was telling me about Caprica, and I had actually watched a couple of episodes on Hulu of Caprica. That kind of looks like it might be interesting. It's sort of a prequel to Battlestar Galactica that ended probably a year ago. That was actually kind of an interesting series. The remake of Battlestar Galactica. So in any case, there's plenty of stuff to watch. There really is. And so I can probably just dump the Dish Network and save myself some money, some serious money over time. So anyway, probably better be bringing this to a close. Hope everyone has had a good weekend, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.